In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. Schools in Michigan are being urged to implement universal mask requirements as the state saw record numbers of COVID-19 cases appear this week and the Omicron variant takes over. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has sent a letter to superintendents urging schools to reinforce actions that can help alleviate the risk associated with COVID-19. It notes vaccination is tool number one when it comes to fighting COVID, but masks and other tools should also be used. The state is also recommending regular testing in all school settings and that schools review their planned activities for events and gatherings. However, it has not yet issued any new mandates. The Benton Harbor Department of Public Safety says it's made an arrest in a Christmas Eve double murder. Police found the bodies of a 37-year-old woman and a 38-year-old man in the 700 block of Bus Street that afternoon after getting reports of gunfire. At that time, they identified Dwan Carter as a person of interest. The department says he was picked up the next day on December 25th on an unrelated matter. However, on Thursday of this week, a warrant for 2 counts of open murder, 2 counts of felon in possession of a firearm, and 2 counts of using a weapon in the commission of a felony was served to Carter while he was being held by the Michigan Department of Corrections. He'll be arraigned next week. If you're celebrating this New Year's Eve, police remind you to be safe. Berrien County Sheriff Paul Bailey tells us the important thing is to not drink and drive.
We want them to go out and have a good time, but be responsible. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go someplace and have more than a couple of drinks, find a designated driver or stay where you're at. Don't get in the car. Don't risk your life and everybody else's life that are out on the road.
Bailey says his department doesn't necessarily make many drunk driving arrests on New Year's Eve.
We used to in the past, not so much anymore. I think the educational programs and people being responsible are making sure that they have a designated driver or they're staying or they're going to where the party is.
Bailey says police will be on the lookout for erratic driving and they'll be pulling people over for it. Those who are found to be drunk driving will spend their New Year's Day in jail. Police also remind everyone that driving while under the influence of marijuana is a bad idea as well. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.